Om Shanti. This morning, all of us are very, very fortunate to have our divine, respected divine brother, Brother Nirvair, with all of us. Can we welcome him with two hand clap? How many of you are meeting Nirvair Bhai for the first time? Can you raise your hand? So many first timers. So Nirvair Bhai is one of the senior original jewels of the Yajna. And Nirvair Bhai is known as uncle for many of the double foreigners. And double foreigners specially have a special friendship with Nirvair Bhai and vice versa. And so out of that friendship, every time we ask him to come to meet the double foreigners, he said, okay. And so today, he has left all the thousands of Bharatvasis downstairs and he's spending his valuable time with all of us. And so we really have to thank him from our heart for his consideration. And I'm sure Nirvair Bhai is going to share with us Avyakt Bab Dada's presence signal and we will enjoy Nirvair Bhai's experience and wisdom. Thank you, Nirvair Bhai, for being with us this morning.
Thanks to Meera Ben. I'm not a very good student. She asked me to come exactly at 10, and I did say yes, but I couldn't make it. I reached 15 minutes late. I did reach Shantivan 3 minutes past 10, but while here and there I took another 12 minutes, so it was 10:15 when I reached the first hall, then second, and now I have the freedom to be with you, because she wanted me to meet two other groups. No doubt Shantivan is full of many, many sisters and brothers from India. And some of them I saw even from UK. But Gyan Sarovar is Gyan Sarovar. This is the royal class. I always see, you know, when I come here, as per the Murli this morning, all royal and reverend ones are here. The would-be princes and princesses. So what do you want me to share with you? Please tell me. Meera Ben may say anything. What do you like me to share? Pardon? My life. Okay, that's not so easy. Well, those who are here for the first time, for them I don't know whether they met Dadi earlier or not. Did you meet Dadiji? How many couldn't meet Dadiji? Those who could not meet. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Please say again, I didn't get you. Everyone wants to go fast, and that's the normal consciousness, whether you are on the road or whether you are on the spiritual journey. But let's not forget which make is your car. Which make is your car? 84th life? If you try to go too fast, what will happen? I have learnt one thing. You may not like it. I love to share with you, though it's not slow and steady, but I like being steady, whatever be your speed. If you go too fast and you make accidents, then what would happen? It's not good. If you're too slow, you won't reach your destination in time. So what's the best way? Best way is normal and natural. Living by our nature. And you will find the most beautiful things coming in your experience. I'm sure from the very start, when we started our spiritual journey, from the very beginning, the new lessons we received about soul consciousness and about connecting, remembering, that's the source of our journey. Now let's ask ourselves. I was sharing something in the other class, and Meera went on the way, asked me to continue with that. In the first lessons, we learn to be soul conscious and to remember God, to remember Baba. And some of the Murlis, when you listen to the Murlis, Baba says, you can spend 8 hours for your rest. You can spend 8 hours for your work. Spend 8 hours for self-service and godly service. So I was just thinking this morning, after my morning meditation and going through the Murli, how many hours really we remain deeply conscious of being spiritual beings. We are very much concerned about serving others. But the basis of service unto others is our own spiritual stage. If you remember, some of the Murlis say, spend 8 hours in yad, in remembrance. Have you calculated your chart any time? How many hours? Really, the consciousness is that clear and that focused Sakar Baba used to ask for the chart. You must have heard the Murli this morning. When we used to send our chart, we would receive Baba's handwritten letters, which Baba shared in the Murli, that Baba has to write in his own hand. And sometimes writing, how many letters can you write each day? How many can you write? These days everyone writes only through emails. But handwritten letters, if you were to write to your beloved, your friend, anyone, how many would you write? Baba used to write minimum 10, maximum 30. Handwritten letters. Those who were very close to Baba and very much involved in unlimited service, as Baba appreciated in the Murli, Baba would write the latest, the fresh points from the Murli spoken in the morning. Because those days, it used to take a lot of time before we would receive the handwritten Murlis, cyclostyled. So Baba used to send letters, and in those letters, the best points of the Murli would be shared. The joy in receiving those letters, who was writing? The happiness had no limits. Intoxication. If I put it in these words, that God writes to us. No exaggeration. In reality, receiving letters from God. Written through his medium. But what would be the essence of those letters? Baba's love, unlimited love, would be expressed in 2-3 ways. One, appreciation of some special service done by the responsible instruments. Second, Baba's own appreciation of the points of Murli, the new points especially. He would draw our attention, just see what beautiful, invaluable, imperishable jewels of knowledge have been shared. And the third part would be drawing our attention to the time we spent in remembrance, so that the deep change required in our consciousness would take place. It's only through that depth of silence, depth of meditation, when the soul enjoys very powerful accompanying consciousness, that feeling of nearness, the feeling of being directly receiving from the source and becoming master source, and that too not for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it should be for quite some time. And this morning after my meditation I was just reflecting on the journey of decades, how the change takes place. It's not, first of all, not so easy. It's not sudden. But at the same time, anyone who has become Baba's child . It's continuity. The journey doesn't get stopped. So I was reflecting on something I shared in the other class. How many of you have been to Shiva temple? I asked this question from Kumaris. How many of you have seen Shiva temples? Have you been to Shiva temples? No, not many. Okay, in our exhibition pictures you have seen the picture of Shivalingam. Have you seen it? The way Shiva is worshipped in the path of bhakti? Have you seen it? You are not nodding your head. Outwardly, they are all stones, what is being worshipped. But how did that stone become worship worthy? It's a long story, long journey. Rough stone starts moving in the Ganges from the Himalayas. Especially when it's rainy season. Flooding is there. It starts from there and keeps moving downwards before reaching the ocean. It's a very long journey, thousands of miles. The rough stone which started from the mountains slowly and slowly and slowly getting reshaped. It takes the form of Shivalinga or Saligram, oval shape. No one does it in a workshop. No one grinds with something. It's natural process. That stone keeps moving in the water down the hills, then in the plains until it reaches the ocean, near the ocean. But by that time its shape has completely changed. The form is that of an oval shape which can be worshipped in a temple. So you can imagine when we start our journey, what is our form at that time? The form of consciousness. How rough. Full of all the negativities. We have gathered in 63 lives. As Baba said, you are conscious of yourself, the Supreme, and also the medium at this confluence age. In soul world, yourselves and the Supreme. And then in golden age, you only remember yourself, you forget the other two. What happens in copper age? From copper age down to the end of iron age, only in words, but not in consciousness. So when we are reminded who we are, the one we see outwardly is not our real self. The one who sees from inside is the real self. But we don't remain naturally conscious of that. And therefore, the damage done over 63 lives has to be repaired in just one life. That too, part of one life. And therefore, Baba's emphasis on 8 hours meditation. 8 hours consciousness, so that the lost ground is regained. And I tell you, it's a beautiful experience. The day you become determined to do it, you start doing it. It doesn't happen overnight, I know, but day by day, even when there are obstructions, difficulties from within and outside, you see the progress. You see the change coming within. You see the beauty of your consciousness becoming more and more beautiful, more and more relaxed, more and more positive. More and more powerful, the weaknesses go, the negativities go. And that helps in bringing us one very beautiful experience, and that is a recognition of our own role in this world drama. The importance of our own role in this drama. The importance of each one's role in this world drama. The drama would be incomplete without any one of us. And therefore, the accuracy of playing our respective roles is needed. And for that, the best way is the advice we receive from the director of this world drama. He wants every one of us to play our respective roles very accurately. And he knows the more we are conscious of our true selves, the more we are conscious of our status, being God's children, being the children of the highest, the greatest, And also, knowing that we are the heroes of this great world drama. Only heroes can play the role from beginning till the end. Others would come in between. Now such thoughts, such reflections, it uplifts our consciousness. We go beyond. We are able to conquer something which is not needed in our lives, which we have realized, which we have recognized. Right in the beginning when we come to Baba, we recognize what is good, what is not good for us. And yet we keep struggling to keep away the bad from our thoughts. But the day we realize that we are playing very important roles in world drama, being God's right hands, everything changes. The self-realization part comes. I used to wonder why these yogis emphasize so much on self-realization. Now, the answer is there. The day we realize ourself in true perspective, in the whole cycle, the courage, the beauty, and the feeling of belonging comes back. Everything is different. Everything is beautiful. All differences melt. We accept each other as we are. Because each one has one's own respective role to play. No one can play other's role. Even in the man-made dramas, people do play other people's roles, but you would find they try to make it very natural, but it is never the same what the real person plays. It may be near natural. Have you ever thought of your own 84 lives? Have you written your own story? Yes. And have you ever thought how interesting it is? Sometimes complicated, sometimes very happy happenings, sometimes very challenging, sometimes very deceptive, sometimes very weak. But the day we realize we are heroes of our own roles, the change takes place very fast. From then on, you challenge the weaknesses. You tell the weaknesses, I'm not going to submit anymore to my own weaknesses. I have realized who I am, to whom I belong. So that is something very beautiful to explore. and live. Not just explore, exploring and living. And then you can see the change. You don't want to lose Baba's company. Then he doesn't have to repeat again, "Sweet children, be soul conscious and remember me. Be soul conscious and remember me. Be soul conscious and remember me." On the other hand, he would appreciate, "Oh, my sweet, sweet children, you are always before my eyes. You are really the stars of my eyes." That's the change needed. And the change can come. It's not difficult. It's very easy. The easiness part comes only when you realize what I was sharing earlier. Recognize your heroic role. You are not a weak person. You are not a weak soul. You are great souls. Who has recognized us that we have to play that heroic role? The creator and director of the world drama himself. Just think that way. It's a new relationship with Baba. So far we thought only father, mother, Satguru, teacher, Satguru, friend, all that we remembered. But we never thought we have this relationship as well. The relationship of being hero actors in world drama, and he is the director. He is the story writer as well. Until the actor plays one's role to the satisfaction of the director, he has to keep rehearsing. That's what we are doing. And rehearsal is always before the actual act. Before being recorded. So rehearsal is done early morning. But what Mirabai wanted me to share with you is the realization of the self being an eternal self. There was another subject, being ever ready, because anything may happen suddenly. And for that I felt, if we keep on practicing the thought, we are eternal souls. The feeling of eternity will remove the fear from the mind. Those souls, even those who have been practicing Hatha Yoga, those gurus, when they have left the body because of their practice of being souls, the smile was there on their faces. Recent past, Dadiji, when she left the body, many people could feel from her face how peaceful, like a smiling person, relaxed. Sakar Baba, when he left the body, those who had seen Baba's face, everyone thought Baba is just sleeping, resting. He's getting up any moment. We saw for 3 days. As is the consciousness at the time of leaving the body, that leaves impact on the physical face also and the vibrations. For every Brahmin, this is the most important aspect of realization, that we are eternal souls, we are eternal beings. The day this realization is lived, not comes, it's lived, the fear of death goes, the fear of uncertainty goes, because you are lucky, you are now at this time in Madhuban, when the cold winter is almost gone. Ever since, brothers and sisters from overseas countries started coming here, we didn't have such severe cold. And these are the signs that things would keep on changing, you know. When you see those recent films, the scientists warning us, and there are other reasons, how climate change is taking place. Now we see practically. What we saw in the movie, it's practically experienced. And what do you think, next year it will be less? No. It will be more cold. And during summer it's going to be more hot. During rains, there are going to be more rains. As Baba mentioned in one of the Avyakta Murlis of the season, these elements, they have felt too oppressed for a long time, and now they are reacting. The human beings, they have played very aggressively against elements. So the aggression coming back from them. But then extremity has to be there for the change. And this is where the role of the heroes of the world drama comes into picture. How we react at this time, how we help the elements, how we help the other souls, how we help ourselves. Baba's children, they will be able to face, because they are going to receive Baba's help. Even on material level. I'm not stopping, don't worry. No, I won't. It's because of the traffic control. So returning to the topic of discussion, the elements, though on one side they are becoming very fearful, but the other side is for us, Baba's children. What is our role? Our role is different. We have to become so powerful in our consciousness to spread those vibrations that these elements change. They understand they have to serve us, not to trouble us. And until that happens, until the golden age starts, Baba will provide very good facilities for you, don't worry. Dadi Janki is very much concerned about you. So she is asking us, myself and my other friends connected with the construction team, complete that complex near Shantivan, the new complex coming up before the next season, so that during severe winter you can all stay there if you come at that time. That's one part. Another part is, we have a friend of ours who never tires. Who is that? Pardon? Maya? The solar energy. The sun never gets tired. The moon never gets tired. The stars never get tired. So, slowly and slowly, Baba's children who are responsible for creating facilities through alternative energy sources, they are trying to bring solar power generation near Shantivan. If that happens within next 1 year, before you arrive for your next visit, I think we'll have solar energy, enough energy. And in the meantime, we'll do something here also. Today they have not switched on the heating in this hall because they think it's too warm already. But I'm churning on the aspect of making the rooms also heated. It's a big job, but nothing so big for the Brahmin family. What do you think? Should we have heating system? Yes? Okay. Because then only it would become easy Raj Yoga, otherwise it's difficult Raj Yoga. Cold Raj Yoga. Freezing Raj Yoga. Okay. So I'm sure within next 6 months, with the new consciousness, your power of yoga would multiply to that extent that Baba provides everything so that You don't have to fear about the cold next year. But the other aspect is, which Baba always emphasizes, remaining constant in effort making. You know, sometimes we hear the news that sometimes so-and-so is making very good efforts, and later on, after some time, we get the news. We don't know what has happened. He has slowed down a bit. Ups and downs are part of this journey. Let's accept it. In each one's life and in the life of Yajna also. Nothing to worry. Baba has already declared something. Have you heard that? The victory belongs to us. It's nothing new. Kalpa after kalpa, every 5,000 years we were victorious. What is needed? To reenact the victory part. Now is the time. Whether you have come for the first time, whether you are here for the second time, third time, or 20th time, or 26th time, or 50th time, doesn't matter. This is the time to accept the time of victory. When I hear Baba's Murli, I keep on reflecting on this aspect. On one side, Baba warns about the time, about the situation, about the circumstances. But what about us, Brahmins? We are Baba's children. For us, it has to be the day of victory is very near. What do you think? Those who have to achieve victory, they are here. Those who are not to achieve, they don't come to Madhubana. They are resting. They are injured. They need hospitalization. So what is Dadi Janki's inspiration for us? What does she want from us? Have you heard that? Pardon? I didn't. Main bataun. Okay. She shares with me, the news. And she is very much concerned. Concerned about one thing. That every one of us enjoy the beauty of Brahmin life. As she is enjoying herself. Carefree king. She wants everyone to be like herself. Flying angel, carefree king, and Baba's worthy instrument. That kind of intoxication she likes to see in everyone. And it's not difficult. It's 1 week course. Would you like to join that course? these days it has become a very good system arranging different kinds of retreats. For each group there is a different kind of retreat. Very nice, very beautiful way. So what should be the name of our retreat? What should it be? Flying Angels and Carefree Kings. Let it be. 1 week course. And third one, World Servers. It's a matter of making a decision with yourself. Stand before the mirror, look at yourself, and talk to yourself. Hello, my friend. Speak to yourself. Hello, my friend. I'm happy to have found you again. Though it took a lot of time, but now I can see myself very clearly in my real role. The role of being an angel, being carefree king, and being world server. Let's play it accurately. Because the director wants this to happen. When you think that way, what would happen? What kind of consciousness would come in your heart? Tell me. The consciousness of complete determination. Complete determination. No ifs and buts. I can do it. You can note down in your notebooks. I can do it and I will do it. It's my role. No one else will play this. I have the courage. I have the energy. I have the inspiration. And I have a clear vision. These four things you may note down. And what are the signs of that? Can I tell you? Just imagine, hardly anyone is coughing. That means, even in the last days of your role in drama, you are so healthy. The hero has to be healthy until the end. He can't think of being in hospital. Even in the hospital he will play heroic role. So look at the signs of your heroic role. And remain determined. Take a decision. If there is any little thing which you feel needs to be changed, speak to yourself. No more. It's the end. And I have shared one thing in the other class. The best way to do is take courage. Whether here, whether in Baba's room, whether in your own room. Go beyond. Look at yourself from above and note down what changes need to come. No one else would know, only yourself. You know it better than anyone else. What lacks in yourself? What are your weak points? Write down, and in your heart, speak to Baba, from now on, these weaknesses are yours. No more mine, all thine. And all good things, all powers from you are mine. And see the change. The beautiful change. A new life. You would feel being born as a prince again. As per the Murli today, world rulers, not a small thing. Serve the world today and rule the world tomorrow. That's all. If anyone comes to you with aggressive words, what would you do? How would you stop that aggression? Give a big broad smile and tell him or tell her, sorry, I won't accept this. All that I can share with you is Baba's love and peace, not aggression. And see how beautiful is the change. I have a beautiful experience of that kind. Someone came to me a few years ago, talking loudly, using such words, and I returned with a smile and saying, you can speak to me nicely. Whatever you wish to tell me, you can tell me slowly. Ever since, I tell you very frankly, ever since the change has taken place, such friendly relationship. Speaking slowly, sweetly, you know, we get these slogans from Dadi or even from the literature store. Or you see written at different places. Speak slowly, speak sweetly. What we forget? Let's become enlightened. Let's become realized souls. If we don't become, who else will become? This is one of the main virtues of a realized soul. We are no more ignorant souls. We are no more just the ones who have awareness but not living by what you know. Living spiritual wisdom practically. No more search. On the other hand, those who are searching should find on your face, in your eyes, in your smiles. And let them share their experience. What we say when we meet Baba, I have found what I was searching for. So will you take some time and write down your weaknesses? If you have any. If you don't have, well and good. No problem. But if anyone feels that there is something still coming in your dreams, something still coming in your eyes, something still coming in your words, something still coming in your thoughts, best way to get rid of all that is write down, address to Baba, no one else. Keep it with you, you don't have to show to anybody. Because Baba says, the moment you write down, it reaches me. And then from then on, if any thought creeps in, negative thought, what would you do? Don't run after it. Don't start chasing that thought. From where it came, how it came, why it came. No, simply address that thought. Sorry, I have handed over yourself to Baba. You don't have anything to do with me anymore. I have no more account with you. Finished. And just see the change. Your time will be saved, energy will be saved, your smiles will be saved. Because if you run after negative thoughts, you know what is the first thing which happens? You lose your happiness. You lose your smiles. And then others, they become concerned about you. Yes, they start asking you, what happened? What's wrong? Okay? I think this should suffice. Om Shanti. Any questions? Anything still you like to ask? I have tried to answer your questions without asking, but if you have anything you can ask. Which one? Which one? She wants me to sing a song and she says your favorite one. But I have so many songs which are my favorite ones. It depends where I sing. किसी ने अपना बना के मुझको मुस्कुराना सिखा दिया किसी ने Someone should sing with me, no? ना प्यार देखा ना प्यार जाना सुनी थी लेकिन कहानियां You see, the translation is, it's a song of Baba's good old days, Murlis. Someone has accepted me. I have become his. And then he has prepared me to sing. He has prepared me to smile actually. Singing is the expression, but on becoming, I have started smiling. And this is one thought which I never tire to share with you. The moment you are not smiling, ask yourself, what's wrong? You get connected, you start smiling. Okay. Yes, please. Pardon? Retreat to victory. I'm happy to hear that the brother is suggesting let's change the word retreat into victory. Good. So let it be victory retreat. Good. Yes, please.
कहते हैं ये कोर्स कब करेंगे
आप? Now or never. Start from now. You have to be your own teacher. Every day, start with a new consciousness, and then before going to bed, reflect on the day, how beautiful it was, and continue. Multiplying both the newness and the beauty, and see after 1 week you will find you have become a natural angel and fully transformed. Thank you.
You know, there are no words to express the gratitude from the heart, but there is a beautiful song made for him. And especially the effort which he had been doing last few years. Should you permit us? Itna acha lag raha hai aapke nazdeek.
Mere saath, okay, I'm happy.
He wants me to sing the song from there, but from here.
But
it is
she
so
wants
nice.
To be close to me. All right, that's a good thought. I won't feel, you know, that I'm far away from you.
So,
you I'm know, protected.
He said, Baba is creator and director, and we are actors. So how lucky, also, although we can't say for Baba he is lucky, but really how lucky is the director when he has such actors. Yes? So beautiful actors. So the song is that how to praise the creator who has such beautiful creation. Seeing such a beautiful creation, we are reminding of the beautiful creator. So this song is Tujhe dekh kar jag wale par yakin nahi kyon kar hoga. Tujhe dekh kar jag wale par yakin nahi kyon kar hoga. जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर वो कितना सुंदर होगा, वो कितना सुंदर होगा. Whose creation is so beautiful, how beautiful he himself is.
So this is the song for each one of us, not just for me. Each one is a beautiful, most beautiful creation.
Yes. And also on behalf of all of you, small token of thanks. It is honey not from this land, foreign land. And on behalf of all the international groups, so international honey and international chocolates. Double foreigners.
International honey and international chocolates.